2.8. Jane.
So, my husband and I were out shopping in our local town, and I saw a man lying on the ground. He was just a stranger, not someone I knew, and his wife was there, standing by him. And I used to be a nurse in A&E, so I went straight up to him to see if I could help. He was a bit blue. I felt his pulse, and he didn't have a pulse, so I thought he was probably having a heart attack. I felt quite calm because I knew what to do. I started doing cardiac massage, you know, putting your hand on the chest and pressing down fast and at regular intervals. And my husband talked to the man's wife. He took her to one side to calm her down because obviously she was in shock. I kept going until the ambulance turned up and the man was still alive then, and they took him to hospital. I was really pleased that I could do something.
Daniel.
So I was cycling to work one morning, and just as I was coming round the corner, an old lady stepped off the pavement in front of me and she tripped and fell into the road. I just managed not to cycle into her, and I dropped my bike and I went over to see if she was okay. And it was busy in the street as the shops were just opening and lots of people were around. She'd fallen heavily, but she was still conscious, and she told us she was sure she'd broken her arm. Somebody stopped the traffic and I helped move her to the pavement. Somebody else went and got a chair from one of the shops, and someone else called an ambulance, and we stayed with her until it came. It was obviously an effort for her to sit up. It was very painful, so you know, I let her lean against me. I remember I was a bit worried because I'd left my rucksack on the bike with all my things in it, and I was worried someone was going to steal it, but I couldn't move because I was holding the woman up. Later, I went to visit her in hospital, and she'd actually broken her shoulder in two places and had to have an operation. I think, though, if I'd just been walking past, I wouldn't necessarily have gone to help. But because it had happened right in front of me, I felt I had to do something, and now I'm glad I was able to do something. I felt quite good about it afterwards.
Alison.
So I was waiting for the bus at the end of my road to go into work. A very big man, very tall man, walked past the bus stop, and I noticed him particularly because he was wearing very dirty clothes and he was walking in rather a strange way. And to be honest, I thought he was probably drunk. Then all of a sudden, he stopped walking and fell backwards and hit the back of his head on the pavement. He fell so hard on the back of his head that it made a really loud noise. And then he just lay still. Some teenagers in the queue called an ambulance, and I stood by the man. I felt completely helpless. He was breathing, but I didn't really know what to do. The ambulance arrived quite quickly, and the paramedic took the man's hand and talked to him, and then they put him on a stretcher and took him away. Afterwards, I thought I should have done more. I should have perhaps turned him on his side or put a coat under his head. At least I should have held his hand to show someone was there. I felt a bit ashamed because I think the reason why I didn't help him more was because he was a bit dirty, a bit scruffy, and I was scared of him.